You have in this production a great balance because you have a conductor, Robert Lyle, who is, I would say, a very theatrical conductor, views music as drama and theater. Then you have on the other side, you have Matthew Latta, the director, who is a very musical director and someone who takes into account what the singers need and what's best for them. And so between Robert and Matthew, you have each of them really working to make the other side the best. I did an interview with Matthew recently where he said that even though all of these characters are based on Commedia dell'arte characters, very old world, traditional comic characters, they have a very real, very personal side as well. And so he said he really works to find a balance of shtick and real person, a real person coming out through the characterization. And Robert, you know, being the theatrical conductor, is there to work with him to help make the music fit as best possible to make the comedy come out, the real feelings come out, and a way that everybody watching it can identify with. And so it's all about who these people really are and how they bring their traditions and their backgrounds of history into the roles, but also find how each of these artists individually bring their personal feelings and histories to the role. And then they find that all together, that as the whole group find their own way for a new production.
In the case of something like Barbara of Seville, a lot of the comedy is visual.
Absolutely.
So you have to see it in order to appreciate something apart from just the notes.
And you'll hear that. I've experienced that when listening to like the Met on the radio, where I was listening to it on the radio, and in one of the rest of the teams, you'd hear some kind of clunking around, and then you hear audience members laughing, and you're like, what's going on? They weren't singing anything, had nothing to do with anything else other than what was happening right then, right there. And if you weren't seeing it, you weren't going to be getting it. Mm. But that absolutely happens a lot, particularly in comedies. This is going to be a very traditional production. You know, you're set in, I would say, the 1800s. You're going to be having period costumes, a period set, very Spanish overtones. Basically what you think of when you think of Barbara of Seville and you think of opera. I have met all the principal artists, and I have to tell you, they're a really amazing group of people. The lead bass in the production who is singing our Basilio is Samuel Ramey, who has been one of the reigning international opera stars for the last 30 years. He is an amazing gift for us to have him working with us, and particularly at this point in his career. And it's amazing, this is also his New Orleans opera debut. Deborah Domansky, who has been making great strides with reviews and performances over the past few years, but is considered one of the up-and-coming stars. Michele Angelini, who is the tenor, also really breaking onto the scene as a real superstar as in the Rossini tenor repertoire, balanced with Sam Raimi, as well as Tom Hammonds, who I believe he has done over 800 performances of the role of Bartolo. And so for somebody who knows how the role goes and someone who has done it more than a few times, and you get a great balance between real experience and tradition and real cutting-edge artistry. So Matthew Wirth, who is Figaro himself, he is the Barber of Seville, same thing goes for him. He is really breaking onto the scene huge. One of the biggest stars in this production will actually be the role of a super, and his name is Jack Bauer. And I can't tell you the role that you, tell you the role he'll be playing, but I can tell you that he'll be very easily noticed because he'll be the only bulldog on stage. And he is part of this production that the director had something very special that he needed the bulldog for. And I can also tell you that he's a handsome bulldog. He is Mr. January in the Bulldog Rescue Calendar. And Mr. Jack Bauer is, this will be his debut with New Orleans Opera. And we're all very excited about having him with us.